I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News, with the president's weekly conversation.
As a nation, we must always remember, We must remember the price that was paid for our liberties. We must remember the debt we owe those who have paid it, the families left behind. My heart is torn in half by the grief. The communities are never whole again. Folks, it's also an important tradition in our family. As many of you know, this is a hard day for us. 6 years ago today, Hunter lost his dad and I lost my son. It's the first year of his passing back in 2016. General Vavila did a great honor in inviting us to a ceremony renaming the Delaware National Guard headquarters in Bo's honor. You know, a lot of time passes, but you all know better than I do, or as well as I do, that the moment that we celebrate it is the toughest day of the year. We're honored, but it's a tough day. It brings back everything. And so I can't thank you enough for your continued service to the country. And your sons, your daughters, they live on in your hearts and in their children as well. And we have to carry on without them, but I know how hard it is for you. So thank you for allowing us to grieve together today. And I promise you the day will come when the mention of the name of your son or daughter, husband, wife, they will in fact bring it, not a tear to your eye, but a smile to your lips. Folks, despite all the pain, I know the pride you feel in the loved one and that you lost, and those who are still serving. The pride and the bravery and the service to our great American experiment. Our military community is the solid spine of this country. It's literally the spine of the nation. And on my first Memorial Day as Commander-in-Chief, I want to reaffirm my long-standing belief. We may have many obligations as a nation, but we only have one truly sacred obligation, and that's to equip those we send into harm's way with all they need and care for them and their families when they return home and when they don't. And all of us who remain have a duty to renew our commitment to the fundamental values to our nation in their honor. The values that have inspired generation after generation to service, and that so many have died to defend. Every day since I was Vice President, I've carried with me a card with the exact number of troops killed in our operations in Afghanistan and Iraq. Not an approximation or a rounded number, an accounting of every life laid down for our country over the 20 years of war. Today, it's 7,036 military members, fallen angels, have given the last full measure of devotion, as Lincoln termed it, in those modern conflicts. And we'll never forget. They were the guardians, and we're the guardians. They were the guardians of us, and we're the guardians of their legacy, the inheritors of their mission, and the living testament to their sacrifice that is not going to be in vain. Because every American democracy endures. We have been tested, and we still will surely test it further. But I know that we as a people are up to the task. Each generation of Americans receives a precious gift of liberty, and we work to share it with more people, to make our country more open, more free, more fair, to bring us closer, closer to making our American creed a reality for all Americans, that all women and men are created equal, that all women and men equally deserve to be treated with dignity, that all men and women deserve equal rights, equal protection to build their futures for their families and hope and opportunity. The American creed is the connective tissue that binds us. It's a long chain of patriots to come before us and those who will follow us in turn. That creed holds that the ideals that inspire people to service and that us fill us with pride when we see our loved ones put on that uniform. And our progress toward that creed together as one nation, united and preserved through their sacrifices, is the best and strongest memorial to their lives. Ladies and gentlemen, America is unique. It's an idea. Unlike any other country in the world, it is formed based on an idea. Almost every other country is based on a creed, a religion, a geography, an ethnicity, but not us. We're based on an idea that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men and women are created equal. We're unique in the world. I had a long conversation for 2 hours recently with President Xi, making it clear to him that we could do nothing but speak out for human rights around the world because that's who we are. I'll be meeting with President Putin in a couple weeks in Geneva, making it clear that we will not stand by and let him abuse those rights. Folks, we're unique in all of history. We really are. With those names etched on that wall and every other wall and tombstone in America of veterans is the reason why we're able to stand here. We can't kid ourselves about that. And so I hope that the nation comes together. We're not Democrats or Republicans today. We're Americans. Thank you all for being here. May God bless you all, particularly the Gold Star families and survivors. And may God protect our troops because they're still out there. Thank you.
That was the President's Weekly Conversation. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.